السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Press release. Reforming education is not by patching up a failed model, but by establishing a system emanating from Islam. Translated. The Supreme Council for Education and Teaching held its first meeting yesterday, Monday, the 17th of August, 2026, to consider the educational system of the modern state and the ways to reform it in the light of the education crisis Tunisia is suffering from. Our children have fallen to the bottom of the global ranks, and our schools and universities are outside the ranks when tens of thousands of students drop out of school annually and are thrown into the street. It is also absorbed by the unemployment, drugs, death boats, and organized criminal groups. Thus, it became apparent for all to see the corruption of the educational curriculum and the failure of its outcomes, in addition to the marginalization of teaching and leaving them at the bottom of the salary scale. We in Hizb al-Tahrir Wilaya Tunisia draw the attention of the Supreme Court Council and the committees and experts that will emerge from it to the following matters in hopes that they may be guided to the only way to save education in Tunisia. First, the problem of education is not only in the means, methods, and curricula, but in the foundation upon which the educational system of the modern state was built. It was built on separating Islam from life, with the aim of alienating Tunisian society and separating it from its deen and ummah, in order to ensure the cultural hegemony of the West and create secular entities loyal to the colonial West. Therefore, recycling this corrupt model will only produce more decline, disillusion, and dependence on the West. Secondly, educational reform cannot be achieved by importing Western educational models, but rather by building an educational system emanating from the aqidah, creed, of the Muslim Ummah, combining scientific advancement with its cultural heritage. Educational policies and objectives should be formulated according to the methodology that preserves the Ummah's identity and Islamic belief, producing individuals with an Islamic mindset and disposition. Thirdly, building this educational system on the foundations of Islam cannot be achieved under a political system that separates Islam from life. It requires a state that adopts Islam as its creed, from which a system emanates and is implemented by the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, which Islam established as the first-class political system. The Khilafah caliphate system possesses a clear and independent political vision, transforming education into a training ground for high-caliber statesmen and a fertile ground for producing strong, leadership-minded individuals who reject humiliating subservience. This stems primarily from Islam's recognition of education as a fundamental need of the community, which the state is obligated to provide free of charge and at the highest standard, alongside healthcare and security. Furthermore, the state guarantees the fulfillment of basic needs as food, clothing, and shelter for every member of its population. Therefore, the Khilafah state will associate substantial revenues from public properties and resources under its control, such as minerals, energy, agriculture, and livestock, and others, to establish a comprehensive educational system encompassing primary, intermediate, secondary, and higher education. This system aims to elevate the Islamic personality, enabling individuals to become leaders capable of safeguarding the Ummah's vital issues, serving its needs, and formulating strategic plans. In this way, a generation will emerge imbued with leadership qualities and the security of the believer, possessing a diverse range of skills and expertise essential for the Ummah's success in the arena of life. Are those who know equal to those who do not know? Surah Az-Zumar, Ayah 9. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Tunisia. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.